Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, for 2 weeks, Dr. Don Sisk has given his time to come in and share with us a little bit about his life and his family and ministry. And we've been primarily last week talking about Japan. But Dr. Sisk, at a point of time, you became Far East Field Director at BIMI. And that was a little different than being on the field in Japan.
Very different. I had started a church in Japan. And, of course, Brother Ogawa became pastor. Then, by that time, we had purchased the property out in Akashi for the Bible College, and it had a church building there. Didn't have a church, but they had a church building. And so right away, we planned to start the Akashi Baptist Church, actually Grace Baptist Church in Akashi. And we advertised again, got a good start and so forth. And I had been working there for about 3 years in the church. And by that time, there was a young man by the name of Hirooka that was a very good preacher, and I believed that God would have him to pastor the church, and so we had him come in, and he became the pastor of the church. At that time, I thought, okay, where will I start the third church? My father died, and first time I was home on furlough, Brother Freeney said, we need somebody to open up the other countries in the Orient. He said, why don't you pray about that? And I think I said I would, but if I did, I lied because, I mean, you know, I had no idea about doing anything else other than Japan. But thinking about starting that church. So my dad died. I came back for the funeral, and my daughter was in Tennessee Temple. So I came to Chattanooga, met with Dr. Freeney and others. By that time, I'd been on the field about 10 years. He said, Don, I want you to pray about becoming the representative for the Far East. And I said, oh, okay, Dr. Freeney, I'll pray about it. He said, tell you what, he said, visit some of the countries. So I went back to Japan, and I told Virginia what Dr. Freeney had said, and we prayed about it. I was trying to think about where can I start my next church? Just point out someplace. Sure. Everywhere you look, they needed a church. But the one thing he emphasized was, you could multiply yourself in a position of this nature. And I began to pray seriously about it. And I visited the Philippines and visited Korea. And God really got a hold of my heart. So I told Brother Freeney, I said, Brother Freeney, I'll come back and do this, but it'll be temporary. You know, I'll be coming back to Japan, okay? And he said, okay, just come back. Anyway, in 1974, we left Japan, came back to Chattanooga, and I began to preach mission conferences, began to get into Bible colleges and preach in Bible colleges, and began to visit all the other countries, Japan, Taiwan, Thailand, and, you know, just different, different countries around the Far East. And God was doing some marvelous things. Basically, all I was doing was talking to other missionaries that were there, finding out what a missionary would have to do in order to get into the country, how much money they would need to minister there, things of that nature. But in the 10 years I was a Far Eastern director, then we got missionaries in Japan, in the Philippines, in Taiwan.
China.
And and that was a wonderful thing. But the first couple of years, they were very difficult years, particularly for my wife. Because it didn't matter what a good meeting I would have, how much faith promise was, how many people got called to mission. You know, I'd get home, I'd say, now don't settle down too much, Virginia, because we're not going to be here much longer.
All right. Well, we'll continue on with this story on tomorrow's broadcast.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341. Or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.